What's good, everybody? What's good? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Figured I'd do a quick one just to keep in touch with everyone. It's episode 159, and we gotta buckle in for the long haul. We are in for the long haul. March 31st, 2020. Tomorrow's April, and it's looking like this quarantine is gonna go on probably all of April. So that's a bit of sobering, depressing news. So I just want to keep in touch with a couple quick updates. Maybe we'll check out a couple stories, but should be a pretty short episode, I hope. Let's see, NJ.com. So even though I deleted Apple News, Smart News, still get us a little bit here and there. So coronavirus in New Jersey as of today, March 31st at 1 p.m. Confirmed cases, 18,696. Confirmed deaths, 267. Pretty sobering. The numbers just keep going up, folks. And the governor's saying they're going to probably keep going up. All the scientists, all the projections. Looks like it's going to go up into May. There are, in this state, 267 deaths so far. It's kind of scary. Out of counties, Monmouth County, my county, we slipped down to, 7th. 7th most cases. So New York is the number one state with the most cases. And being that New Jersey is right next door, attached, explains why we're the second most. And it's all up North Jersey. And here I am in Central Jersey, or the bottom of North Jersey, however you want to classify that. So we're getting it. And it seems that there's a lot less cases down south. Now Cape May County and Salem County, the bottom of New Jersey, have 12 cases. But we're kind of in a fucked situation, folks. We're in for the long haul. So there's things we can do to try to make the best of our time. But remember, we gotta stay vigilant on keeping ourselves safe. So, you know, I'm not gonna give you the spiel, social distancing, washing your hands. You should know that. You should already know that by now. It's been echoed. It's been echoed and echoed and echoed. Across the globe, 803,000. Of those, more than 39,000 people died, 172,000 actually recovered. So let's run through some quick New Jersey headlines. Why not? We got time. Newark cops shut down 15 businesses, ticketed 161 people in one night for coronavirus lockdown violations. Yeah, I don't want to get into too many headlines. It's just too damn depressing to get into this. But let me try to lighten a couple funny things. Funny depending on your sense of humor. But I was on Twitter, stumbled across Michael Rappaport, made a short 1 minute video spewing some hate. He's fired up, and in a response to him, so let's check this out. But I think this is funny as hell. It's funny, but it's actually kind of hateful. But he's a leftist, so it's okay if he's hateful. It's all good. So I'm going to play this from the start. And then there was an unexpected response from some individual. It was pretty hilarious in itself as well. So let's check this out. I'm going to... Viewer discretion advised.
Fucking pig. The real people want to get back to work ASAP. You never worked a fucking day in your life. You're worried about the next 4 years. You need to be worried about the next 4 days, motherfucker. You need to be worried about the next 4 weeks, the next 4 months, you motherfucker. You are the worst possible motherfucker we could have in power making decisions right now. The real people want to get back to work. Why don't you send your fucking son, Dick Stain Donald Trump Jr., Big Tooth fucking Eric Trump, little fucking Baron, fucking Ivanka, Junkyard Jared. Let them go out there and test the fucking waters. Let them see if shit is sweet. Let them take the cars, the trains, the buses, the Amtraks, let them play in the park, and everything's good. If everything's good after 5 days of them playing out there in the streets, we'll all go back there. You want to make the American people guinea pigs so you could get reelected? You fucking clown. And people, if you fall for this shit, shame on you. If you still fall for this shit, shame on you. This guy doesn't give a fuck about anybody but himself. He's talking about the next 4 years. Motherfucker, we're trying to figure out what to do with the next 4 hours, you fucking pimp. You con man. You two-bit good-for-nothing pimp.
Wow, okay, so he came through. He spoke his mind. Now somebody responded to him speaking their mind. So I understand his anger. He's got a point. I'm trying not to be politically biased in any way, shape, or form. Just we see the climate out there within this crisis is pushing people over the edge. But I was scrolling through the comments to see how that was being received on his Twitter page. People generally like it. You know, small percentage of people don't like it. But one of them was a pretty good video response. Let me see if I can find it. He might have deleted it. It's a laid back episode, folks. We are in here for the long haul. It's sad as hell. Wow. Folks, this quarantine is no joke. People are locked inside like house arrest, and people are still catching this fucking virus. That's the level of seriousness that we are at right now. Ah, likes. All right, here we go, folks. This is a response to him from Lynn at LynnBaby1 on Twitter. All right, let's check this out. I think this is Antoine Tucker, I believe his name is. All right, let's hear what he got to say in response to that Michael Rappaport rant.
Oh, you got Michael Rappaport coming out. First and foremost, let me tell you something. That I'm an angry, bad white man shit, that shit's not going anywhere, fam. You look like the kid that got picked on every single fucking day of the week in school. I bet everything I fucking own that either Eric or Donald will fuck you up in a fair fight. You pop a whole lot of shit. You say a whole lot of shit, but you spent your whole fucking career appropriating other people's culture. You's a dick rider. You's a straight fucking culture vulture. That's exactly what the fuck you are. Man, huh? And threat Donald Trump and let them go outside. When the fuck have you gone outside? Huh? When the fuck have you worried about how the fuck you gonna feed your family? Huh? When's the last time? You fucking think about it. You sit there and you talk like you some everyday fucking guy and you not. Shut the fuck up. We are tired of you fucking Hollywood dick riders opening your fucking mouth and acting like you're holier than thou. Bitch, we know you work for them people too. Stop trying to suck dick to make it. It's over for your career.
Alright, folks. Out of those two, who do you think had the better rant? Who do you think won that little battle? Who won that Twitter battle, folks? Be honest. I'm interested in what you think. Let me know in the comments below. Yeah, let me know for real. I'm curious what you think. Oh, let me just show you something that I found on Twitter. Streamer on YouTube. It's pretty popular. Vosh, I discovered him. He debated Stefan Molyneux. So here's his prognosis for how to end this coronavirus pandemic quickly. You want this over quickly? Here's the bullet points. $1,000 universal basic income to every American, and obviously that's an ongoing thing, not just 1 month, not just one and done. So 1,000 UBI to every American, full national quarantine. Government seizes supply chain, buys food direct from vendors and issues rations, freeze all rent, mortgages, and other payments, and force production and price control on medical equipment. Some would say that's extreme. Just throwing that out there. One more thing, since we got a little time to kill. Check out this. Stefan Molyneux posted this today, so he is on the opposite end of the spectrum as Vosh.
So here's how you make the incomprehensible, comprehensible however painful it may be to our propaganda bedazzled eyeballs, we must look directly at the facts in evidence. The response of the elites to the dangers of coronavirus appears so wildly out of proportion to its actual dangers. Here in Canada, with a population close to 37 million, the entire country's been shut down coast to coast. because 7,000 people are ill and a couple of dozen people have died. What sense does this make? Similar ratios, of course, are at play in multi-trillion dollar economies throughout the West and across the world, in fact. So, how do we make this comprehensible? I want you to imagine a scenario. Imagine that you're a homicide detective. You get called out to a house because a woman has died of some horrible new virus. And her husband says, oh, yeah, well, you see, she went to the fish market. And then you ask a couple of people, said, no, no, she never went to the fish market. And then the husband says, oh, no, no, she died because she got a sickness from eating strange animals. It's like, oh, how long has she been eating strange animals? Oh, her whole life. And then her husband says, oh, you know what, I think she was poisoned by that American guy down the street. And you say, no, I don't really think that's the case. So what do you do for a living? Oh, husband of this woman, you obviously dislike, who died of some horrible new pathogen. He says, oh, yeah, now I work at the only level 4 bioweapons lab in the country. Where would your suspicions go after he had lied and misdirected? Now think of a country the size of China. And think of a population of 1 billion plus, and think of its multi-thousand year habit of eating some very strange creatures. Basically, a zoo is a menu in China, it seems. What are the odds that coronavirus just happened to emerge within a stone's throw in a giant country of its only level 4 bioweapons lab? The odds, of course, are virtually zero. If you understand that we are most likely dealing with an engineered virus, possibly engineered specifically for transmission and lethality, the response of the elites makes sense. It's due. And that's why all the responses are unprecedented.
All right, that was the clip. Interesting. And we will never know the truth, unfortunately. That's the sad truth, because there's a lot of big players controlling the information. You could say there's an info war. All right, folks, how do you feel about that? Please let me know. Let me know, please, in the comments below. Alright folks, we're just going to end right there. That's going to wrap things up for the WBHN podcast and WBHN NJ. I'm Andrew Robinson signing off.
The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The Americans are crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies. You know,
you are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.